On Monday, Wrangell royalty was narrowed down to two candidates, Jasmine Hernandez and Lonnie Bunis, who will be competing for this year's 4th of July Queen. If you're wondering what the Queen does, she sells tickets. Lots of tickets. The ticket sales are a large part of what pays for Wrangell's 4th of July celebration each year.
I want to sell 200 a day, but the first day I counted the tickets that I sold and I sold 500.
That's Jasmine Hernandez. She says last weekend's cruise visit made her quite a few ticket sales.
Well, we went down and we met a whole bunch of people, and some of them, like some bought some from Australia and England, and they were from a whole bunch of different places around the world. And some of them just gave money, and they said, you just put whosever name you want on this. And
Hernandez says she plans on doing a car wash, a mini carnival, a Sunday breakfast, chicken dinner, and enchilada trays during the month of June to boost ticket sales. Both Hernandez and Bunis will be selling tickets for the next month in the hopes to be the one who sells the most tickets. That person will be dubbed Queen of the 2011 4th of July and will get a royal reward. That is, the winner gets to keep 40% of whatever they make in ticket sales.
44,000 tickets is the record number of tickets they sold.
That's Lonnie Bunis. She says the record ticket sale may be high, but she thinks she'll be able to get close.
I have a pretty big family. I've got a lot of friends that are willing to help out, a lot of people that need community service for sports and all that, but I've got a pretty big support group.
So far, she sold around 2,000 tickets and encourages more people to buy tickets and help support the local economy.
Because it supports your 4th of July, 60% of the ticket sales go towards next year's fireworks, next year's booth, all of that really helps out the town.
With only two people running, both girls are guaranteed a title of Queen or Princess of Wrangell. Both Bunis and Hernandez will be selling tickets as well as offering food booths downtown until July 3rd. 17-year-old Bunis says if she wins, she plans on putting the money aside in a college savings, while 12-year-old Hernandez would like to take herself and a friend to Disneyland. For KSDK, I'm Charlotte Duran.